Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. You're fine.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We have a quorum. Michael Seed's the clerk, Carol Tracy the treasurer, Chris Kilpatrick the trustee. First order of business is approve the minutes for May 26th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Vote carries 3-0. Board report, Michael?
Nothing to report.
Carol?
Okay. Our beginning balance at the bank was $125,629.07. We earned $16.94 interest. We had deposits of $110,302.47. And we had checks and payments cleared that were $29,110.04. Ending balance was $206,838.44. And we are still having problems with QuickBooks. And I have been online with them. We had a mess up with our state numbers that they put in originally, and they transposed two numbers, a 4 and a 5. And ever since we've done that, now all of a sudden we don't get direct deposit payroll. We don't get, they're not doing our state taxes correct. It's been kind of a nightmare, but the federal taxes are fine.
You're gonna have to write a check because it was due the 15th, wasn't it?
I did write one.
For the state?
Yes.
Okay.
I did that and it's mailed off.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I did that. I hope I signed it.
Okay.
Did I have one of you guys sign it?
I didn't sign it. I don't think I did.
Well, that was during my COVID period.
So oh, then no.
I might have been really.
Okay. Probably should verify that.
But yes, I did send one.
All right.
Okay.
But it might only have one signature, so I don't know what'll happen on that. Yeah.
All right, well.
But we still have a credit with them. It's not like, it's not right, but, and they have promised me it would be fixed. In fact, they promised me before that.
Okay.
Well, and they again, said let's... it takes, they have resubmitted it to the state probably 6 different times I've talked to them, and they said that takes 2 to 3 days, and I said it's already been 6 weeks since you promised this the first time.
Okay.
So I don't know what else.
Well, let's schedule some time, find out some time
okay.
that you and I can get together,
yeah.
and let's just get on there and
do it together.
Yeah.
And you can question them because you're more of a computer geek than I am. Okay.
All right. Motion to approve the May 16th or May vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Overseers trustees report. We fixed that severe washout on 170th mile 6. Repaired washout from the heavy rains. Still have several to go. Got the AC compressor on PT2 and charged up going again. We had to replace a CB in it and antennas because it stopped working. Last 4 tires on the belly dump, so now we have 8 new tires on it. We also have 3 new brake pods on the belly dump. We had one that was a couple years old, so I didn't replace it. Graded the roads. We rocked several roads. I charged the AC on the roller, so it's ready to go. We've installed several culverts. County hauled us several loads of dirt. We stripped topsoil off the borrow pit 180th. We stripped topsoil off the Borough Pettit County line, and we started hauling material to County Line 3.
What CB radio?
So you talked to the quarry.
Ah, okay.
Yep, they couldn't hear us. That means you have to get out, walk in. It's just a hassle.
Okay.
They've all been messing up, and it was supposed to have been done over the winter. We just didn't get it to it.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of other stuff we did and repaired. Next month, we're going to fix the water truck this week and next week because it's at its wit's end. Finish repairs from the rain damage. Repair the chip seal roads. Continue building up the chip seal roads. I wasn't able to get with Corey on how much rock we hauled last month, but we hauled 63 loads of dirt so far. Everything's still the same except for on the John Deere tractor, the left windows broke out of it. And that's all I have. I do have the gas report, and it'll get updated. I'll send it to you.
The what?
The fuel usage.
Okay.
I forgot it when I went home to type this all out.
So these topsoil things, that 1/80th, I have a issue with that.
We have it coming up in the board discussion as well.
Okay. You want me to wait? I'll wait.
All right. We need to discuss the budget for our meeting coming up 26th or 29th. Which day is it?
When do you leave?
I get home the 29th, so it's the
30th. I couldn't remember today. It's been one of those deals. What are we thinking?
Well, we know that our money is going to go up just because of the outrageous prices for property taxes. So my hope, and I actually talked to one of the appraisers today because they had to come out and take pictures of my house. And so my hope would be that we will keep the mill levy at the same or below, or be able to drop it and still have more money than we've had that we had from last year. That's fine. I do not want to increase our mill levy.
I don't want to increase the mill levy. But with everything going through the roof like it is, I see property values going up, and I think that'll cover what the fuel surcharges and parts surcharges and everything else is just killing us.
Well, no matter what, I will just go on the record right now with both of you. I will vote no to increase the mill levy.
I don't want to increase mill levy. So,
I mean, I think you want to get, what, the 725?
I think 725 is comfortable with what we're doing. That makes us comfortable where we're not, you know. We have water truck and PT4 still yet to put tires on. And that's everything else, pretty much one backhoe tire and the two front tires on the tractor. But breakdowns are one thing that we really haven't budgeted for a whole lot, and they've been killing us. We have the new grader payment.
Which, that's only going to be a couple $1,000s more than what we're already paying now.
Right. And so, but if we have something major on one of the pieces of machinery, we need budget for that. It's either that or we kick it down to, you know, we lose 1 mile of chip seal road to do. Kick it down a mile.
Okay.
Because that stuff's even going up. That's just... I ran budget, and it's laying in the shop in another notebook. But as you and I have talked before, discussed that with way we're running, 725 was comfortable. And so, you know, if we come in and it's 750, yeah, we can lower the mill levy. I feel that 650 is awfully tight with everything going up.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
I need one of those.
I didn't pass it on, I'm sorry. I'll give her the one that's not written on.
Okay. Carol, you got anything else on that?
On the?
The budget.
Oh.
With the money that we got from FEMA and all that stuff, that should
saved us this year.
Yeah, that'll help us out a lot. We just got to make sure that when we go in for our budget meeting, we make sure that we totally understand what we need to do to amend our budget for the end of this year.
Right.
So we can get back on track. So it's not a mess for next year.
Right. All right. Chip seal plans. So we've discussed this a little bit, but as of right now, in my mind, I'm going to finish out County Line 3 and then move to Metal Arc 6 and try to make sure those 2 miles are done. And then if we have time, probably be the other Metal Arc, because this 180th down here is going to take a ton.
Wow. Well, Dick Showhooker would be happy to hear that.
Yeah. He's going to be upset, and so is a lot of people on that road, but there's just not enough time.
Why have we, we've known this since last year. Why haven't we been doing more to it?
Well,
I would think that.
It's not like we haven't been doing things. We don't sit at the shop all day and twiddle our thumbs. We're constantly going, clearing trees. You know, there's 73, so there's 69 other miles that we have to work on as well. And then when we were gearing up to get going is when Mother Nature decided to start raining.
Was 170th the priority?
Yes.
Mile 6. I think it, yeah, mile 6.
Yeah. It had a rut that deep through it.
Fix the rut.
That's what they've been doing for years.
Yeah.
And now we've washed that much of our road out. It has to be fixed. We've got to fix other roads. We can't just focus on 3 miles at a time per year. We've got other roads that have been washed out and washed out and washed out for years. And we've been trying to spread everything through the township.
A lot of people concerned about a bunch of stuff that I don't even want to get into.
Yeah, you can discuss that at the end of the meeting.
Right.
So, that's where we're at on chip seal. Randy's truck went down, so I've been looking for another truck. Because I don't know if he's going to get one bought, get his fixed in time, but now we're kind of twiddling our thumbs with one truck. We have rain coming in tomorrow night, so Randy's got another day of getting things cleaned up and ready in case it does rain, so it doesn't fill our borrow pit up with water and stall us out. That way Wednesday, weather permitting and everything, we can punch. And we're hoping by Friday to be up to where we need to be built up.
I thought you thought those roads would only, like Metal Arcs, would only take a couple days to prep.
Yeah. It's going to take more than a couple days. I don't have my list in front of me, and I meant to bring that. But nothing's worked out like we've planned it to. I think Metal Arc over there, I'd planned for a week, 5 days of hauling dirt.
Which Metal Arc?
Yeah.
County Line?
What?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, County Line 3.
Oh. Okay.
I don't remember.
Right. But Metal Arcs were not as big of an issue.
No.
Metal Arc 6 will be more than Metal Arc 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of work down there. Once you get below Craig Nelson's place going back towards 170th.
So, you know, we have breakdowns. He was down for probably 2 hours today because of hose breaks and an O-ring.
And so, like I said, you know, you can't put an exact date on things. It rains, breakdowns happen. You know, Randy's truck blew a piston. So I'm back down to one truck. And it's been working out for us. We get through the rain tomorrow. Hopefully Bannon's got me another truck for Wednesday and Thursday, and we can really put a dent on it.
Well, at least Lance Flowers' thing is close.
That saved us quite a bit.
Which truck you talking about?
Randy
Elliott. Randy. Different truck.
Big Randy Elliott.
Pioneer.
Yeah, Pioneer.
His tandem.
So what's the rate on that? Because Barry Hibb, I think, was asking. He's got about 5 endos that you need a bigger backhoe.
It's $50 a truckload, if you can do that.
Well, if you're doing it on the same model, and they get 3 or 4 truckloads an hour, so you can't $200 an hour.
On county line, we could probably
$100 an hour.
Yeah. Probably put 2 trucks on county line because it's a short haul right now, and right. So one more truck would work out.
Do you want him to look into that?
I don't care.
I mean, Bannon not available?
Well, he said he'd let me know here in a little bit. I've been checking my phone.
Okay.
I just texted him before the meeting because I called Randy again because he was going to go look at a truck. And
is everybody at threat about the $100 an hour?
Yes. That's the goal.
Well, actually, most people, you know, like Bannon, Randy, close people are 100. Everybody else is 120, 125.
You know,
because the fuel is almost $6. 5.5, whatever you want to call it.
I think I was paying $100 an hour for Barry 6 years ago.
Last year it was $80 an hour.
85, yeah.
And then I figured fuel jacked that up.
And that's why we're now having to pay 100 instead of 80. I mean, if somebody knows somebody, let us know.
I don't know. You know that off-road dump thing the quarry's got? It's, I think Barry's got a T-Rex, you know, the old site.
The ATs?
Yeah, they just, you know.
Articulated trucks.
Right. I think he's got one of those, but that holds like 2.
We can't run that over Lance's concrete. It'd crush it. It smashes concrete to snot. Be too heavy.
Well, if you find somebody, let us know.
Yep.
I think that's been brought up, though, already to Barry. I think that Lance has actually talked to him about it.
About dumping dirt on our roads?
About getting something to haul dirt.
On our roads?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for that mile 3, if they needed trucks. But I don't even know what he has. I just...
Okay, well... Find out. If you have something, let us know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
And we also had our Randy's guy that we used one time last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if
he's got insurance on his truck, but he doesn't carry
Oh, he doesn't carry a cord?
His insurance would cover everything that he does. Because we're not working on a contractor site. You know, he's not going back into a building.
Then let's not do that.
I think that's what we discussed last time.
Okay.
All right. Another tree trimming option. I sent that to you guys. Do you have a chance to look at any of it?
When did you send
it? I didn't see it.
You know the big thing they've got on the excavator out there for SEMA?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that.
That makes a smaller one. Bannon's got one. I went and watched it run. And the small trees, small limbs, you know, 6-8 foot, he just whoop, gone. The bigger ones, cut it in half, and went on.
Where's the one that Rick Clark used to use?
The what?
They used the mower.
No, Rick Clark didn't have a mower. No. Rick Clark was going to build a pincher.
No, he had something that he put up in the deals.
He did that up on...
Yeah, he...
Prairie Creek,
yeah.
Mile 5, I think.
It's ugly. It's real ugly.
Right. It ripped them.
Bad.
And that was some kind of more of a shear.
It was a shear.
Where's it?
It ain't at the shop. Probably the same place the forks are.
The what?
The pallet forks we had.
I have no idea where that's at.
I could ask Rick and see where that went.
There were some forks that bolted it when I was there, bolted to the bucket. Is that what you're talking about?
No. There was a set of solid pallet forks back when Rick was in that we can't find. Anyways, but there's that. That's cheaper than actually getting a saw blade. So look a little more into it.
And what does that mean?
What's
huh?
What is a little, what
yeah.
does that mean?
What's it cost?
15 to 20.
1,000?
Mm-hmm. Or we stick with stripping them and everybody just leave it alone. Instead of saying, you know, we're going to figure something else out. We can't hire anybody to come do it. It gets too expensive.
Yeah.
I was cheap when we did it. They wouldn't send us a bill.
Yeah. You didn't work for that company anymore.
Right.
So.
They got 4 or 6 miles trimmed out in 2 days and didn't send a bill. And they said, forget them then. That's what my boss said.
I know that, you know, I know that there's people that don't like the stripping of the trees.
We try to saw cut right in front of people's homes. And cedar trees, we saw cut them. Unless they're in the right of way, we pluck them. But the miles and miles that we have to trim, they're growing faster than we can keep up with them. You go look
fast.
At that $500,000 grader and all the tree limbs that have knocked the mirrors, the wipers, and everything else off the thing. It's sickening, and we got a brand new one coming, and I'm making sure that anytime we're driving down the road with the backhoe, if there's a limb that smacks the backhoe cab, or is a couple feet above, we stop, we grab it, we pull it down. Because, I mean, literally, it can be leaning over, and we'll be driving down the road, and it'll smack the cab. And that's what we're trying to take care of, but it takes time. You know? You get two guys, usually I'm stripping and loading Randy. Randy's hauling to the yard. Unless I've got to be grading and then he's stripping by himself and hauling by himself. I've also thought about just closing the road down and burning right there in the middle of the road.
Yeah, it'd take too long.
So, it just, you know, everybody just screams and hollers when we show up and start stripping them.
It's been that way for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I get told that, oh, I've heard that you've got different options. I'm trying to figure out what options they are.
Well, I mean, $20,000.
If they want to foot the bill, but right.
Because you go look at that mile that we paid to get done last year with the saw,
mm-hmm.
and it's sticking out to the ditch already, some of it.
I think that's a good reason why you strip it.
Yeah,
they don't come back near as quick. They don't look very pretty for about 4 to 6 months, but afterwards, you can't tell.
Everybody who's complained about it, we've told the same thing. Just wait, and then you never hear from them again until the next time we do it. So,
okay. I'd back the ribbon thing. Because the regrowth don't come back near as fast.
Oh, I know
either
that.
Either that or we just, you know, done a lot of trees.
We can't do that.
I know, I'm kidding.
Goodness gracious. All right, so I'll just stop dealing with trees. When people call me, I'll tell them we're just going to stick with stripping them. We'll saw cut, you know, 20 feet on each side of the driveway and make it look fine. But, I mean, we don't have time to saw cut 100 feet both ways.
No.
So do you use the mower to strip them?
No.
No, we stopped doing that.
Oh, my God, it looks terrible.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
It's
just basically taking the backhoe and just...
Okay.
The backhoe and the excavator is what we use.
Okay.
And so, and if we do it the right time of year, they break real nice, and I get somebody not to pull half the tree down, where it exposes all that yellow bark, then that's all we can do. All right, borrow pit.
Okay. Michael and I just found out this month that one of the borrow pits is, the borrow pit is the...
Where we're getting dirt from.
Yes, digging a pond.
Nope.
For the dirt.
Digging a hole. We're not digging ponds, we're digging a hole. There's a little difference.
Is there water in it?
Well, yeah, there's water in it. There's water in the one behind us.
Well, anyway.
Basically what I'm talking about is I'm going in there punching a hole. We're not prettying it up with the equipment.
Well.
Is this all going to be in minutes?
On a recording.
This was the issue that Chris and Julie Winslow and her cronies had against my brother, that he used the equipment to build a pond. So I have an issue with doing this at your place without consulting us first. I think it was a very poor idea.
Yeah, and I was going to bring it up the last meeting, but we had the greater thing going on. I'm sorry. I've apologized 1,000 times to you. And we've hauled the dirt so far to 170th, and we're going to be hauling more dirt out of there.
I'm just saying miles the upon accusations. We've got to get the dirt from somewhere. I'm okay with that.
And as soon as Lance offered, what'd we do? Even though I was sick, I'm like, great, let's do it. Just make sure we're not hauling roots and trash into the road.
Yep.
I don't care if we get it close.
You wait till the end.
I posted and searched for dirt since we made the decision to build these roads last year.
And you found some. I think
I found
if you're
some
going,
by the cemetery, okay. And that was it.
And that's. And I probably, if we're going to get dirt and we're going to dig stuff for people, it ought to stay within the township.
I don't care. That's fine.
Well, then if that's the case, then we shouldn't have got it from Lance's.
He's out of the township.
Well, that's true, too.
So,
I mean,
here's the thing. I think it's just a point that we were caught off guard by this.
I understand.
We heard rumors, and you know how rumors spread around this township, and it was just throwing us off. And Carol has a very valid point that the stuff that Jack got yelled at for is the stuff that we ended up doing. So we just need to be careful.
I understand.
Just need to know.
I get it. And
what's wrong with the dirt bind in the shop? He's getting it there before.
It's as big as we need. We don't need to dig that 9 acres of dirt.
What do we do with the hole now? Make it bigger.
We're pumping the water out of the hole to water the roads.
So make the hole bigger. What's that going to matter?
I can find more people.
Well, we're getting dirt now. We've got dirt.
I know, but you already got a hole by the station. Why not dig it bigger?
Because we could sell that 5 acres behind us back to the owner.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen.
Or we could. The plan was always to also possibly use it for a cemetery if we needed it.
No, you ain't gonna have a cemetery behind the shop. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd have to be out east.
Look, we need dirt. We've got dirt.
Okay.
The way we went about the getting the dirt was not the greatest way. We're being transparent. About what has happened. I think that Chris has been...
Well, they need to quit giving Jack and Rick flack about what they supposedly done, too.
Okay. Fair enough.
So is this where this gets shut down in the township, or...
What's that?
What already happened? Like, is it just stopped now, or...
What do you mean?
What was done down there on 180th?
We're using that dirt.
Right.
And we'll continue to use that dirt.
On 180th?
Yes.
Keep digging?
The digging's done.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, we could... The deal. I could sell the dirt to the railroad, but I'm donating it to the township. I'm not building berms at my house. I'm not doing anything besides digging a hole. Everything else is done with my skid steer and my backhoe. I did donate a full tank of fuel while I was down there digging. And we literally punched a hole, piled the dirt, so it's ready to go. Because if it comes raining, Lance's is done. So we're stopped again. But we can go back there and pull all the dirt we want because it's on a hill. It's ready to go. I spent, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 weekends on my own time with my own equipment getting things ready. The dirt's going to these roads.
I can find you more places to dig holes inside the township.
Great. We've been waiting on it. There's been posts about it.
Because that's people that's been calling me like, why can he do it and you won't do it? No, nothing was offered to us.
Lance has more property over on...
Yeah, and when we go to do 160th, it's right there, and the rest of the rest of county line.
But he said,
we have the guy across the street from the township. He's got about enough dirt to build up Tuocany over there where that's basically a straight off. There's a little guy on Ponderosa that's got enough dirt to build up 160th when they're done with the train tracks there in that little hole. There's new Vu Nguyen over there on Metal Arc. There's Keith Lease. I mean, I got places, but it's the closeness of it.
Yeah, Lease's, or not Lease's, who has American Standard? Lambert?
Yeah.
Have you talked to them before yet?
He was at the last
meeting. Yeah, he was at the last meeting.
He's, I think somebody you can talk to for digging up on high ground.
Well, we don't want to dig high ground. We want to dig low.
Well, where it's not going to flood or anything.
That's the problem, though, is we got rain. And you know, if we want to make the hole bigger, I got to pump that whole thing out. And that's just not even worth it. Because we pumped it out when it was half full last year just to finish it. And it took all of last year and half of this year, and now she's full. So I've got little places to get dirt, but to get a large amount of dirt like to do 180th, you're talking 2 or 3 acres of dirt. 12-foot deep. It's a lot of dirt to be moved. Most people want a little pond. Lance's, we're going to have to go to China to make enough dirt to finish that out, but he's okay with that. I'm okay with it, as long as we don't hit solid hard rock and can't dig it.
Has a half section on Butler Road and 160 at that corner. Half,
I know.
Section there. And you can dig all over it, too.
Yeah, he's already offered it. We know. We understand. Yeah.
We have tons of roads that need built up. I've told hundreds of people, if you've got dirt, want a little pond dug for nothing, or want a good-sized pond, hit me up. Go on Neighborhood Watch and Community Watch. I don't have time to always update them every 5 minutes. Trust me, I donate a lot to this township. I've got almost all my mechanicking tools in that shop.
There's quite a few tools there when I left.
Okay. Any more on that, Carol?
No.
But right now we've got 180th, and we also have County Line 3 where we're getting dirt from.
And then if we make it to Metal Arc 4, we have Vu's place, which is right across the field. Right. I mean, right behind the cemetery.
Yeah.
And so, and that'll be, you know, that's an easy one. We go in, strip the dirt off, pile it up back there for him, a shooting thing, and dig a hole. Yes, it'll have to be a little bit more prettier because I'm trying to get more land from him for the cemetery. So that's where we're at on the chipseal roads and getting dirt. But if anybody wants, I'm all for it. Because I want a close haul. You know, within a mile. And we need dirt about every mile of this township. There's culverts with 1 to 2 inches of material over them. Which, one of them got crushed on 180th down there because it's too shallow. So we have to replace it now. And that's a big culvert. And then when we got the Arch Bridge coming, or not the Arch, yeah, the Arch Bridge is coming up next.
Next year, yeah. Next year, right?
Next year.
Yeah, and then you've got 180th.
And so, we've got, I've got dirt up there, but it's,
north of 120th. It's not mine. It's another lady's, but she said we could take as much as we wanted. The Arch Bridge, and then we have the bridge on 180th down here. That's going to take a bunch because they're making it 30 foot wide.
When are they doing that?
The year after next.
24.
180th, which one's that?
Down by Lance Moore's house. Where the steel bridge is.
Oh, yeah.
All them trees and everything. The plan is later in the year to cut that hill down to the west of there to start building up some of them shoulders and get some of them trees out of the way. Because it's dangerous down there. All right. All right, board business. First order of business. Consider approval to sell our Cat 160M motor grader to Foley for $253,000. Do we have any discussion about this?
I do.
Okay.
I am extremely disappointed with Foley.
I could tell by your message, Michael.
I know that there was some communication problems last year, but there was plenty of communication with them saying that they had an opportunity to provide us a bid for a grader. One of the communication issues was my fault, not sending it off. But when we repeatedly ask for information and we aren't getting that information and we go from $293,000 that they are going to sell to us. $296,000. And they drop us down to $253,000 a day after we had an opportunity to have a special meeting or something like that. It just sounds like salespeople to me.
I had a problem with that too. And I did let him know on the text. And so, Robert Abney called me, but...
And I know you guys are friends with Robert.
But Robert did not agree with it either.
Okay, and that's fine.
He told me he thought it was a little drastic, but he's not a salesman.
Yeah. And I know I'm only here for 6 more months and it's not going to matter, but if anything about Foley comes up, it's an automatically no for me.
Well, just like I was telling you, I think you've seen that little box of O-rings
and
that
I had
we
to
have
be,
out there.
I had to be a jerk with my text message to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then it was 12:50 this morning?
Yes.
Almost 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That we have a little O-ring box out there. It's probably got 30, maybe 40 O-rings in it, max, when they bought it new. It was almost $300 for that thing. You saw that one I bought at John Deere the other day? It's got close to 1,000 in it. And it was $140. That's a pretty steep difference. And the nice thing is when I went in there, I said, I need some O-rings that'll do the excavator and do the motor grader. And he's like, well, I got this box right here.
Anywho, that's it. I'll get off my soapbox now.
It just seems that there's a big difference in parts prices too.
So have you sold the Cat or?
We're voting on it right now. John Deere only offered us $222.
But the overall price of the machine is less.
So they offered us $222. Foley came back and was going to offer us $296.
Yeah.
And then a day after the 30 days were up,
right,
they came back and said, now we're voting on 253.
So but they're still higher than.
It's still higher, but it's $50,000.
Right.
That's almost two greater payments.
And they never gave you an answer why that dropped that
much. The market.
They said they had it sold a month ago. They don't now.
Okay, right.
But he guaranteed it for 30 days.
Correct.
Anywho.
Just saying what
but you're not buying another Cat from
no.
John Deere anyway.
No. Yes.
Did that have anything to do with it?
No.
Or
maybe.
Were you considering buying
maybe.
A Cat?
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have offered this for
right.
the same price.
Let's kind of go back to the overall. This communication started in June, July, for 100% sure that we were going to run out of warranty on our motor grader. So, Ulysses, I'm going to need a price on it versus a price on warranty. August came around. I hit him up again, and this time I hit Travis with Murphy up. I think we got more serious in October. I said, okay, I need prices. So September came around and we got more serious. I said, I need prices. I think Travis got back to me and Ulysses was still a ghost. Come November, Travis guaranteed his price after it was done lapsed by 30 days and did a whole bunch of stuff, and Ulysses was still to be a ghost.
But then he didn't receive that one email to come.
Correct. I had texted him several times, though.
So
are you trading it in to Murphy then, the cat? Or
No, we're going to sell the cat to Foley. They're and buy the John Deere.
Probably come pick it up tomorrow.
Assuming we vote yes.
Yeah. Well.
But we need to put it up here.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
All right. Any more discussion on this?
When are you getting the John Deere?
August.
Tomorrow.
They'll bring a loaner. They said they'd give us a loaner for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have a loaner tomorrow.
Okay, let's do this again. Consider approval to sell our Cat 160M motor grader to Foley for $253,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. All right, citizens discussion. I know, I talked to you already. I'm sorry.
That's all I was mainly asking is, do we have a bid? Do we have any idea yet? Or
I just need to get those measurements into them both.
How confident would it be that it'd be in next year's list? I mean, I see it on here, but is that the time frame you're looking at? To
get you guys done, I think it's a pretty good possibility. We talked about it a little bit last meeting, but I think towards the closer end of the year, we'd have a better answer for that. But I mean, if you guys are going to pay for it, I think we can squeeze it in anyways.
This year?
Next year.
Okay.
Next year, no, it ain't happening this year. There's no way.
Okay. The center, you know, we just need a price to be able to find out. Cause
right. Now, the nice thing is
there's chances, there's, I don't know if I should even say it, but
30
rumors of one of the homes selling, you know, and
right.
moving. So
what is it, 38,000 a mile this year? And so it's going to take a mile to do your road. So you can add probably another 4,000 for the circle.
Less than a half a mile long.
Right, but you've got to coat it twice. So I would say somewhere around 45,000 from the county. APAC's probably going to be 60. 80 to 90.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
No, they're up there. They wanted an exact measurement. I have to measure the circle from, find the center point, measure the circle, and
so the county ballpark 45.
Yes, and that's just to be safe. Yeah. If you know, oil's not going up, but the price of it is. Yeah. Because yeah. I have another
chip. But the chip seal, have you locked in on that price?
We're locked year. In until July something.
Yeah, we're already done with it for this year.
All the rocks in the shop. Still leaching water.
Can you lock in mile 6 over there on 180th or mile 1? Is it one over here?
If we don't get it done for this year,
right.
Probably.
I mean,
no. There's no way.
The rock's going to be the same cost, but the oil will fluctuate.
Yeah.
Because of the rock. I mean, I've got the rock for all 4 miles in the yard.
Yeah, that's.
So, I mean, yeah, if we don't get it. The way it's looking is it'll be 2-2.
2-2.
Getting 2 miles done this year and then do those other 2 miles next year. I'm hoping to get the third one done, but I've also got an expense budget to watch. So I can't bring in, you know, if I could bring in 5 trucks for a couple weeks, yeah, we can knock them right out. But I'm also trying to stay within a budget. So
Okay, is it my turn?
If you have something to say.
You know, this, I'm not coming in here to attack anybody, but all that Prairie Creek Road from, I don't know, from Gail's driveway all the way down to the railroad tracks and over. Do you have a plan on how that's going to get fixed? Because it's, have you seen what it's doing now?
Yeah. I just drove down it today. It's like I was telling Michael, I'm trying to figure out how to do it by myself. Because, you know, to patch stuff, I mean, it's really a three-man job. And it's got to dry. We're getting close to dry. Hopefully, there's a little rain, and later in the week, I might just pull Randy from over there and shut that operation down and just get the holes patched and
worry about that's the other issue. You know, and I asked you, Michael, if I could volunteer my labor.
Which you can
just give me some patch material and I'll fix the holes.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't. We don't have insurance on that anymore.
That patch material is, you know, it's not bad for holes like the one at 160th and Prairie Creek. I put a full bag in that the other night, and I'm still a couple inches shallow.
The one right before the railroad tracks.
That big old thing?
Yeah.
I mean, been there you're for talking.
How long has it been there?
10 bags since beginning of the year.
It's been there, though, since last fall.
But they don't start making asphalt till it's 70-plus degrees. Hot patch lasts.
I could have got it filled with something for Maybachs. We bought that stuff in the fall.
And I've replaced
the holes.
I've replaced it all.
Patch, and it's all broken out.
There was cold patch in that hole to start with.
Huh?
Where you leave town by Glen Engels, what Randy put in there still... That used to be a bam, and he ramped it, and it's still in there.
No, it's... Well, he went back and threw in hot patch in that area.
I didn't even think it was redone since...
You have, haven't you? Right there where it goes from Rose Hill to...
The transition. The city and
we put township. A little bit in there, what we had left. But we're going to put a lot more in there. I mean, I got to do the shoulders because I never dug the ditches on that one.
I mean, that's this week, right? When you're going to go fix
that's
the
my
holes.
Plan is to do that this week.
And I told
the
you
window should have been in Friday, and it still ain't here today. So I'm hoping I get it tomorrow. Okay. I mean, we've got a broom now that we can broom it off instead of standing out there blowing everything with a blower and trying to sweep it off. We've got a tack trailer, and they should have my hose built because I have to have a high-pressure hose. I've got the stuff to build the broom.
Right.
The pump's almost, so I can sit out there and spray the stuff because we were dumping 5 gallons and doing a spot, you know, 4x4.
Right.
Now we've got a 250-gallon tote. Open the valve, mix our water in. Next year we'll have a boom on it where we can do a, you know, big section if we need to.
Okay, I have a question. The roads that we chip sealed last year, why are so many of the shoulders gone?
Because there's actual shoulders there. The rest of the roads weren't built with shoulders. You mean why did it all wash away?
No.
Because we're not done. We didn't get the topsoil on there in time.
On the ones from last year?
Mm-hmm. Like in front of your place?
Yeah.
Where the water cut it all out? All the screens that,
side,
that were there?
Yeah. That side of the road hardly ever gets any problems.
I mean,
and I was... kind of shocked.
That water went
well,
over
so
that
are
road,
we
too.
Doing... Yeah, it did.
Yeah, the Prairie Creek was failing before it ever rained. And it's still failing.
But I just...
On the west side, it's starting to sway down. I mean, half the road is swaying down. Drive down there.
What can we do?
I didn't build the first section of that road. I just put base on top of that road. We built up some of it.
Yeah,
but
you had about 50 dump truck loads in front of my house there.
Oh, I know. I built up some of it, but there was also stuff built up underneath it that's starting to.
But if we address this year's chip seal, how do we keep from getting that done?
We got pictures of it.
Well, we're going to finish it 100%.
Rip the chip seal
before they chip seal.
Is that rip the chip seal out and start all over?
Well, technically, we shouldn't have all these trucks running up and down it. They want it to be a couple years before they do that.
But compared to the roof back when you worked for the township?
180th.
170th.
And 170th this way.
That held together for, what, seven?
No, it ain't been seven. It was 17. 17 when they paved that. So 5 years.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, it had to be more than that.
It's 7 years. See, I can remember.
No, because I only worked here the end of 15, all of 16, and part of 17. And it wasn't chip sealed when I worked here.
Yeah, you and what was that guy's name?
Philip. I built 180th and most of 170th from Prairie Creek going that way.
And they chip sealed it that year.
Later in that year, yes.
Right.
I wasn't here at that time. Up. It did until the, you know, they didn't ever come back and dug the ditches.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have done that. Now you're losing the ditches. Where you did.
It wasn't my decision.
Who told you to do it?
That was Philip and Jeff.
No, I'm talking about this recent last year.
On 180th?
170th, you took and put windrows in people's ditches that everybody's complaining about.
You have to shave that edge off or you start getting that.
That invites moisture into the underneath the chip seal, and now look what your chip seal's done. It's just disintegrating. And chip seal's no better than the road you put it on. You put it on a good road, it'll last forever. If you have a bad road, it's going to go to shit fast. And I told people it was going to fail before it failed. Not attacking nobody. I didn't like what I saw when it was being built.
We have a hole. And then we have a washout on the south side of Prairie Creek, on the south side of the low water. Your road hasn't failed. Except for the holes that have been put in it from us trying to repair things.
And my driveways.
And your driveway failed.
Well, that has.
But the road hasn't failed.
The shoulders. That's why I just wonder.
I mean, we got a 4-inch rain that came through there and just took everything.
I know.
Okay, hey, I got something. You know, you say that. Remember with Jeff, we've had 500-year floods. We've had 4 of them this year. Remember? Mm-hmm. That's not what we got. This last one was nothing compared to what we had years before.
I know. It was enough, though.
And those other chip seals held up.
They have damage, too.
They went through all the big floods. Didn't wash the shoulders off.
I just want this year to be better than last year. That's the only reason I was asking.
I'm curious about your compaction. How much dirt do you think you can put in, and how do you compact it?
We put in a foot of dirt at a time.
Randy thought you were putting 2 foot. And then what do you compact it with?
Our giant roller.
Have you been using that up there on County Line?
We haven't moved it up there yet. Haven't got to that point because I'm trying to fix the chip seal down here. We got one roller.
This is where this failure starts. How much road have you built up already without a roller? And I don't agree with that roller being good. Have you seen what the railroad uses? The sheep's foot.
I didn't buy the roller.
I know.
It's what I have to work with.
I've talked to Dan Wajax, and I've talked to other county people. You know, we are willing to use Butler County's equipment if we ask for it. Like, if we need a sheep's foot. Did you know that?
If they're not using it.
And
I have a great working relationship with the county.
Dan Wajax.
I don't talk to Dan very often, but the guy that's in charge over the equipment and the people I do, Joe, yeah. Leroy just retired.
Yeah. I want to see a better job than what got done. And I didn't come up here to raise hell with anybody. It's just, I'm disgusted with what got done on.
So am I.
That was horrible. And
that's the reason I'm saying there's going to be 2 miles done this year. I'm not going to stretch it.
Well, what are we going to do about what we already did at Prairie Creek? That money's already been spent on a chip seal deal that's probably.
And we'll patch it. That's all you can do with this, patch it.
Like the county did 160th to the sewage treatment. Remember that wet spot? They just kept dumping.
No, that's not what's going to happen.
It just kept sinking.
All right, so Steve, what would you do?
Do a better job compacting the roads. And
that's it. That's all we needed.
No. Another thing, you guys don't have enough employees.
Okay. So now we've got another problem. Okay. Oh, now we're getting to the problem.
Yeah.
Budget.
Yep.
Okay. So you're okay if we raise our mill levy?
Oh, hell.
Okay. All right. Come on, Steve.
You can't have both.
I don't want no mill levy.
Look.
I've got people.
I think that you're already saying that we're only doing 2 miles this year. We need to vote on something like that.
Well, I get that.
That needs to be discussed.
I get that.
And I think that we need to wait another month before we make that decision.
Is it still planned to be done in July?
July 15th is my deadline. Now, more than likely, it's going to be middle of August before they actually show up.
They tell us that every year, and it's always August.
Right.
Which I'm thankful for, because there ain't no way. There ain't no way. We've got another week at County Line, at least. The rest of this week and next week. We still got to put base on it.
Now let's talk about metalwork. What do you think? South of Craig Nelson's driveway, back to 170th, how long do you think?
I had it rough figured, and I don't have it in front of
me. Right. There's a month there.
It ain't going to take a month to build that up. You can't build it up that high.
You got to clear the ditches out. That's a jungle down through there.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Well, it might not be able to be as wide as...
There's plenty of room to make it 24 feet wide. Jeff's starting on trees tomorrow. Craig gave us a place to dump them. I mean, it's all handled.
And I think Michaud's...
We're going to build up what we can build up from down that hill in front of Craig's. And I mean,
I think
unless we get one of them flash floods, the road really doesn't come out. We got to dip the ditch out there.
That's Craig Nelson's neighbors. I think they'll let you in there to do.
To do what?
For if you need dirt. For a minimum. Right there.
I've already asked Craig.
Oh, you
for dirt?
Asked Craig for dirt.
Oh, okay. No,
he said his neighbors.
He's going to talk to his neighbors.
That's Shannon, Michelle, and Richard.
All right. Anything else?
My neighbors all ask if they could get their property, personal property, lowered for the damage she did in her cul-de-sac.
There is no damage.
They just brought this up to me. Said, ask them if
tell them to stop driving in the ditch.
No. They can't. I mean, they can go to the Butler County and ask them to reduce their property tax.
You know why that was done, Steve? We went in there pushing snow, and I went to where the road was supposed to be.
Right.
And I hit a windrow of grass and dirt.
And you put a bunch of rock in her yard.
I put no rock in her yard.
Yeah, I helped get it out of there. I went down there. She said,
do you realize that they built all them additions too wide, them roads in there, because that's county specs?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be 24 feet wide in there?
I don't want to drag this out anymore. I seen you look at your watch. There's other meetings that we can talk about at all.
That's what I get back to work. I got to get the blades pulled off the motor grader so they can have it in the morning.
I got a question. There are horses of the creek on the east side. They're south of Garland's driveway. It's a 4-foot straight drop off. How are you going to fix that?
Haul material in and fix it.
Haul what?
Haul material in and fix it. Okay. We hauled material to the shop so Jeff and I can work on it after hours. Because I've got to keep Randy hauling material.
The field there needs fixed.
Yeah, the one that you said that Randy took care of, he never took care of it.
What, on 140?
That driveway, yeah.
You say he's going to fix it?
No, on Prairie Creek.
Prairie Creek.
By the low water bridge, there's a culvert that kind of got washed out there.
I never said anything about that.
Oh, I got it.
There was a pasture.
But on the west side where I go into the field, needs repaired too.
The west side, I talked to...
I went down there and bought two buckets of my own gravel down there and filled it in when it was dipped out, and it's still in there, but it's washed out.
Again, the one across from Garland's, we're extending.
Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't know that. It needs to be fixed.
There's only so many hours in a day.
All right. I'm just stating it needs to be fixed.
I understand
that. Get it done when you can.
So that is, I can't think of the guy's name. You gave me his number.
Garland's, I don't know.
No, not Garland, the guy that owns the property. Yeah. I stopped in there one day to talk to him about it. He gave me permission to pull the trees out of that are plugged up down there, and he talked to me about it. I think I've got a big enough piece of pipe I can extend that for you so you can get in and out.
The other one's full of rock on the other side of the road.
90% of them are full of dirt and rock.
It was that rock that you dug out of the township yard.
90% of them are full of rock and dirt.
Go look at it. It's that shell stuff.
You know how many culverts I've found that don't have markers? That haven't flowed in years?
Mine flowed pretty good until you built the road up. And then it was about 7/8 full of water. And Randy went up there and dug the...
Because things silt in.
Right.
Anything else? Meeting adjourned.